Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You should join Craig Riley every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Garage Sports Trivia, live on 93.7 The Fan Instagram. Brought to you by Precision Garage and BetRivers.com. Funny stuff they do on there. That's a cool thing to watch. I just saw this in between segments. It was a little back and forth from Caddyshack where the kid says, I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chip. The judge looks at him and said, you'll get nothing and like it. Okay, there you go. One of my favorites. All right. Joining us now on the Fan Hotline, which is brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis, is the 2020 champion of the Frank B. Fuhrer Jr. Invitational, Dan McCarthy. Dan, good morning. Thank you for coming on with me this morning.
Hey, morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Has the celebration stopped yet, or is it still ongoing?
Let's just say it's still ongoing. It's blended
okay.
in with the 4th
well,
of July
you.
Here today.
Yeah, nice coming together, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, one might look at what you've done at the Fuhrer, at least in 2018 and 2020, that... you like to live dangerously, live on the edge. In 2018, you were down by 3 with 5 holes to play, and you won. This time, you were down by 3 during the front 9, and you came back and won. So what's the secret with that?
I think this year was a little bit different. I kind of went out and got it on the back 9. I shot 3 under on the back 9, and that helped me to really catch up and ultimately win. I think in 2018, I may have only shot 1 under on the back 9. I can't remember, but I had a little bit of help. David struggled a little bit coming down the stretch there. So I think the difference this time was I kind of just went out and got it.
Mm-hmm. And that you did. But, you know, I got to say, after being there for 2 of the 3 days, you and Dan Abremski, I mean, that was a battle. I wasn't there Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll tell you what, you guys really put on a show in my mind.
Yeah, he played spectacular golf. He was up on me for, I guess, like you said, like about 27 holes. I think I finally tied it up on the 11th hole on Wednesday there in the final round. So,
yep.
He played tremendous, tremendous golf. And the previous winning score, lowest winning score at the Fuhrer was 9 under. And he and I were 13 and 14. So, you know, by any other standard, and any other year, you know, he deserved to win and would have lapped the field. And, it was a shame that one of us, only one of us, could come out on top.
That's the nature of the game, however.
That is true.
So, and I know before I ask this question, I know that, you know, winning gets you $40,000, and for a guy who's playing on the Corn Ferry Tour and, you know, almost made got his card last year to play on the PGA Tour, what does winning this mean to you overall in your career?
Well, you know, the winning on a venue like that says that you can, you know, says that your game is in a great place and you can win just about anywhere. I mean, the Field Club is extremely difficult, especially on and around the greens. You know, there's a lot of slope and the greens are fast. And besides that, I hit a lot of fairways, a lot of good tee shots. So, you know, it tells me that, you know, my game's ready to go out there on the Corn Ferry Tour and do some big things. And, you know, hopefully I can use it as a springboard this summer to kind of get things going.
And coming in, had you been playing, you know, well on the Corn Ferry Tour?
Let's see. We'd played 3 weeks in a row after the restart. And I'd missed the first two cuts, but made the cut the third week, which was the week before the Fuhrer Invitational, and felt like I played better than my finish. I finished tied for 52nd, which, you know, normally is really not a successful weekend, but considering the prior two events, which were missed cuts, you know, and it was a pretty bunched up leaderboard out in Utah, so, you know, I think one or two shots, and I would have been in a tie for 25th as opposed to a tie for 52nd. So yeah. It did feel like my game was trending coming in to the Fuhrer.
Now, we hear all the time about how a win or a performance will be a springboard, or you'll be able to take that momentum with you for the next week. Is that really a thing, or is that just something golfers say?
No, I think it's a real thing. You know, we're all, I guess we're all a little sensitive from time to time with our level of confidence, you know.
Yeah.
You miss a couple cuts in a row, and you're all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on at my game? So it takes positive results to kind of earn the trust back. So, you know, it's hard to get that confidence without seeing good shots and good results kind of over and over and over again. And, you know, that was something I was able to do. I think I went through my round just in my head there in the final round on Wednesday, and I think I hit 17 out of 18 greens and probably 10 or 11 fairways off the tee. I mean, it was a really, really good day of ball striking for me, and you know, that's something I'm going to remember moving forward.
Now, there's no doubt you hit the ball really well, and Dan did it as well. He had a couple errant shots, and I got to ask you, we laughed about this 2 days in a row on 17. Dan hit his ball right, which is not the A spot. Off the tee, but there was a big tree up by the green, and both times from the hay over there on the right side, he was able to launch whatever it was he was hitting up over the tree. And Wednesday, he launched this big high shot, and it ticked a branch. It didn't hit it hard; just kind of glanced on it, and it dropped down, what, 3 feet from the hole? Those were two, you know, of those shots you just say, wow, I wish I could do that someday.
Yeah. The the third round, the pin was in the back, so he had a little bit more room to kind of hoist it over that tree and still keep it on the green. But the final round was a little bit shocking, you know, with that front right pin, which, you know, it's guarded even more so by that tree. You know, it was hard for me not to think, okay, he hit it up the right, I'm in the fairway, he might be looking at a bogey here, and I might have a two-shot lead coming down 18, and then all of a sudden he hits it in there through a couple feet and makes birdie, and we're tied. So it was, you know, like you said, it was a battle, and we both threw our punches, as many punches as we could there on the back nine. And that was quite a shocker for sure. I mean, it was a great shot.
Yep. Well, it was a pleasure watching you guys. That was fun to watch, and I'm sure it was fun to play. And when will you go back to playing on the Corn Ferry?
Next week. On Monday, I'm headed to San Antonio for 2 weeks. We're at a TPC property down there that has two golf courses on site, and we're going to play both of those courses in back-to-back weeks.
Oh, kind of like the Memorial.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That cuts down on some travel.
Say that again?
Well, I said it cuts down on travel for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be very convenient.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you coming on with me this early morning. Congratulations again for a hard-earned victory. And we will certainly look forward to seeing you next summer over at the Field Club.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thanks. Good luck out there on tour. We'll be watching.
Happy 4th of July. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much. All right, that was Dan McCarthy, who won the Fuhr tournament this week. Spectacular event. Great playing by he and Dan Abramsky. And it was fun to watch that battle. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I will ask one more time that you be safe this weekend. Be smart. Let's do the best we can do. But bottom line, happy 4th of July to everybody. And I'll be right back here next week from 7 to 8 a.m. And hopefully you will be too. All right, you've been listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The